I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hanging out at one of our favorite spots, Jimmy's Tequila and Carne's, guys, right here off of Peachtree Industrial. What were you saying?
No, my man over here, I go, I'll get some tacos, man. Give me some carne asada. He goes, you want it Mexican style? I go, you know it. not the gringo.
Yes,
please. I want the Mexicano style. So, yeah, man, great turnout, good scene, and the food is fantastic. That's why these guys, as you said earlier, have been in business this long. Jimmy's Tequila and Carnes. We're right on the corner of Peachtree Industrial and Tilly Mill. Great area. And, again, hopefully we'll do more of this in the future, because we never get up here as a show. And we got a ton of audience up here in this part of DeKalb County.
It's been a few years since I've been up here. I was asking Gordon and Matthew, our sales guy, and I said, when's the last time you guys come over here? And I literally, it's been a couple of years since I've been over here, but I remember coming in, it was like a Friday night, and it was packed, and the food has always had a great reputation. So if you've never been, man, make your way over here. We'll be here until 6, and then again, our Ultra, Michelob Ultra folks are giving away tickets to the World Cup between now and 4:30, so I think you still have time, you do, to come through and participate with that. Also, got to give a big shout-out to Abe's mom. Abe's mom is here. Abe lives about 15 minutes, 10 minutes away.
Right.
And his mom is here, so I got to give her a shout-out. What a beautiful and sweet lady she is. And Abe?
Yes.
You know what? I don't know about you, man. But
yeah,
your mom,
I love
your mom. I don't know about you.
Abe's mom goes, I love when he's on the show with you. He never lets up. I go, no, he never lets up. He never gives in. Never gives an inch. Was he like that as a child? Same type style? Gotcha. My mother, so when I broke my jaw, I got hit with a hockey puck playing ice hockey, and my mom said it was the greatest 3 weeks of her life when I couldn't speak. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, I think it would have been similar for Abe, Carl.
Oh, Abe was somewhat opinionated. Really? That's Abe's mom in the background there. Yeah, so you guys obviously hear Abe on Andy Rennie fills in, but they're hanging out, and I just wanted to give her a big shout-out. She's a sweet lady, and she's been traveling the world, so
the world.
She's enjoying herself.
By the way, I think we found a new niche as far as our audience. We are number one with Bosnians and Herzegovinians.
Really?
Dukes and Bell. Shout-out to Amir, who lives up in Lawrenceville, my old neighbor from when I lived in Midtown.
Okay.
They're all so I was joking around. He sent us a photo. There's a very busty Bosnian who was caught on television up in Canada. They're currently leading up in Toronto against Canada as they start the second half up 1-0. But it would be a pretty good upset. And by the way, I checked. I said it was 275. It's 375.
Is it
so
really?
I'm going to make some good money on this bet.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm making some good loot. It is funny when you have a guy. Now, again, I'm not putting my business on the street. But the guy that I have action with on the south side, his nickname is Sarge. So there's a law enforcement background. And his country as the day is long. So when I text him, he's the one who goes, hold on, you and your hockey, I got to look up the line. So he literally had to get on his computer. I said, I want to bet Bosnia, Herzegovina, give me $50 on the money line. He goes, oh, hell, how do you? It's like talking to Nick Nolte. He goes, all right. So anyway, I got the action in on that one. So I'm pulling for these guys. B&H, Carl.
No, man. And look, it's so far been an entertaining match. Team USA plays tonight at SoFi, guys, 9 o'clock. And everybody's pretty interested in that. By the way, we will carry the dogs. I want to remind you guys of
baseball.
That. Yeah, man, College World Series, Mike. And look, everybody's talking about the matchup. We talked to our buddy we talked to our buddy Mike Griffith, who was talking about Texas being a tough matchup. I don't want to go into that specifically with just, you know, basically saying, look, Texas is as good or if not better than Georgia. This is going to be a hell of a game against Texas. Whoever comes out of this, I do think, should advance and ultimately win this thing. That's how good both of these teams are. It's ironic that they're matching up. At this stage, I was hoping that they'd kind of be in different brackets, but it is what it is. But, yeah, man, if the dogs can get past the Longhorns, I think their shot to win this thing is very, very good.
Yeah, man, it's a fun time. We talked about, you know, World Cup. It's funny. I saw CJ Nikowski goes, is World Cup over already? Oh, boo. Wow. CJ, angry man on the World Cup. Look, it's not everybody's cup of tea, to
it's
your
not.
Point.
Nope.
But, you know, it is still a big event in our backyard that we've embraced. And thanks to Mick Ultra for having us out and getting us in all these great neighborhood bars where soccer's always on TV.
All right, man. Plenty more to dive into. Steve Coonan's going to join us, Day-Day. He's going to join us coming up.
Yes, I am.
Mike's got some guy talk
Hopefully
for
not
you.
A hostage in the back of a very unprofessional Uber driver. Remember last time?
Oh, that was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, Steve was like literally, if you missed it, he's like, he's speeding. He's not paying attention. He's on the phone. I guess it was one star for that guy.
You think Steve tipped him?
You know, we're going to find out. What was the star and what was the tip?
What do you normally tip your Uber driver, by the way? Are you just the five-star and then the max tip, whatever that is?
If I'm really hammered, like I was coming back from Echo and the Bunnymen concert, I'd go 25%. If you're okay with my drunk butt talking, blah, 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 the whole way. Because I'm a backseat driver. Like, you want to get in the left lane? The left lane. No, don't get behind this guy. I'm that guy.
Okay. Yeah.
I always, by the way, I'm 4.95.
Yeah, so I have a great rating.
You and I are pretty good.
I have a great rating. I tip fairly well, considering the only time I'm like Steve Coonan. The only time, unless you're trying to kill me,
the better for me.
That I won't tip you. But we'll ask Steve that question. That's all on the way in the 4 o'clock hour. Right now, though, let's talk some dogs. So Daniel Jackson is awarded the 2026 National College Player of the Year. Yes, he is a dog, and this is what I'm talking about, Mike. The team is loaded. There's no reason, and, you know, when we say this is their best opportunity,
right.
I'm not telling you they won't be here again, but will you be this good? Will you be this good? I don't know. And so for the Dogs, you got the Player of the Year now. That's a whole new narrative going into tomorrow's game, and I just feel like the momentum – with the adversity they overcame against Miss State to come back and win those games, even though they were at home, I just like the team, man, and I like the way things are going for them. Meanwhile, did you see this story, guys? Brent Key.
My man.
Reportedly makes an offer to Kirby Smart's son. His name is Andrew Smart.
Right.
He's the class of 2030. Okay, 2030.
I heard your kid's pretty good. I'll hang up and listen. He's going to Tech, going to Georgia.
And Lane Kiffin's son, his name is Knox, right. Knox Kiffin.
Good name.
Is in the class of 2028. He's also a quarterback. They were both at a camp where Coach Key was, and he was like, you see the picture, and you're like, okay, big deal. He's
That's
talking
great.
To him.
That's funny.
But Brent offered him. Brent was like, you want to come to Tech?
I get your Kirby. My son. He's elite, but he's Benedict Arnold on me. By the way, David Pollock's son, Nick, going to play tight end for Clemson.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal. What's up, Day-Day?
Oh, by the way, Kirby's son actually posted, I'm blessed to have received an offer from Georgia Tech.
Oh, that's great.
Too funny.
That's
awesome.
Great. But you know what? I wonder if Kirby said, you better post.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, seriously. Like, that's a hell of a deal, man.
Yeah, man.
That because that gets you on the map, Mike. This is when, if Brent Key's offering, right? Other coaches are going to be like, oh, hell, I need to look at Kirby's son.
Good for him.
So we're going to.
I mean, aside from the Georgia Tech rivalry, you know, that's great.
It's great.
That's fantastic.
But at some point, guys, in a few years, we're going to be watching Lane Kiffin's son at college quarterback and Kirby Smart's son.
You know, it's funny because Arch Manning.
Potentially.
Arch Manning got all the juice. That's Koopa's son. I always think of like J.B. Smooth. Koopa, you're my favorite. Remember the Caesars app? Remember that commercial? Koopa, you're my favorite. But imagine when Peyton and Eli's kids are of age. Imagine that, but that feeding frenzy.
Son is coming too.
Is going to be exactly right. Hey, man, you and I spent a lot of time this week. I think most people with a degree of common sense realize how wrong and how awful Texas Tech looks right now in the way they are trying to push this Brendan Sorsby thing, and they're going to take on all comers. It's one thing to do that video we spoke about. They do a 20-minute video, which is, unless you're a dyed-in-the-wool Red Raider fan, it's just painful. You're rationalizing nonsense. It went from, oh, no, this kid, you know what? He had an addiction. It's a weakness. Now every kid gambles because of the apps. So now it's like they change the argument like on an hourly basis at Lubbock, Texas. But the thing that struck me as odd yesterday is Ken Paxton. Now, who's Ken Paxton? He's the attorney general for the great state of Texas.
Yes, sir.
And he's basically said if the Big 12 tries to suspend this kid, that they're going to come down on him.
Really?
This is the attorney general for Texas. So, I mean, is there anybody – no offense, Carl. Is there anybody who's not an idiot in the state of Texas? Everything's greater, including this nonsense agenda in the state of Texas.
Look, people have picked sides. There's money on both sides. We know this. And the support to make sure that there's no additional legal action. And then you have the other side of it. Look, I don't know where this goes. I am just frustrated because if it's the easy decisions that we make hard, what happens when we have to get to the hard decisions?
Right.
That's where we're at in college football. And there are a lot of hard decisions in front of us as college football fans, administrators, coaches. Ask them. I talk to these guys all the time. They're telling me this is what sucks. This is what I hate. I love my job, and I love the kids. But this stuff that I'm dealing with, I don't like. And, Mike, those hard decisions shouldn't be that hard if we're all on the same page.
Correct.
But we can't even be on the same page for the easy stuff.
Look, it comes down to this. And, I don't even know what Brendan Sorsby is going to be. But there are some big money boosters, one specifically at Texas Tech, and they doled out $5 million plus for this guy. And by God, he's going to be on the field. And that's it. And they're taking like this, I don't care. I've been bending the rules my whole life in oil fields in Midland. You know what I mean? So that's how they're approaching this. It's like Landman on steroids, right? It's just we're going to try to skirt the rules. The entire world is against you. Common sense has gone out the window. It's like imagine if Kirby had said, because Georgia would never do this, and we're supposed to be this evil football factory. Imagine if Kirby said, we're going to explore another year eligibility for Stetson Bennett.
People lose their minds.
And they would. And right. I mean,
lose their
look
minds.
What happened with Ole Miss, with Trinidad Chambliss.
Yep.
And a lot of folks feel that's completely wrong as well.
Yeah. I don't have the answer to that. I mean, I have it. They're not going to do it.
Just play by the rules. There are rules in place. Play by the rules.
But I don't have the answer to where this goes. And that's the unfortunate part. This is pretty simple. But video's out there, man. Go see it for yourself, and you can tell Mike and I what you think about it. 404-726-0929. Mike, what's coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, have you seen the Seattle Seahawks Super Bowl rings?
No.
Okay, Liberace's up in heaven going, that's a bit much. We'll talk about that. Someday we'll have one, hopefully in Atlanta. Also coming up, guys, more on what folks are saying, just horrible behavior by Knicks fans, and are more of those horrible Knicks fans going to take over San Antonio Saturday night? Stay tuned, live from Jimmy's Tequila and Carnes with Mick Ultra. Great scene up here in Doraville. Join the party till 6.
Yeah, man.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my God. Could these be the best tacos I've ever had? I don't want to be prisoner of the moment, but we're here at Jimmy's Tequila and Carnes, thanks to Mick Ultra, watching World Cup. And tonight, USA in action against Paraguay from Los Angeles. But thanks to my man over here, I said, give me some steak tacos. He goes, you want Mexican style? I go, yeah. Carl, you grew up in Texas. What is that brown dipping sauce? Man, is that good.
Is that? Well, I can't see.
I don't know what it is, but I love it.
Okay.
I want to bathe in it.
Is that not the... Is that not the, has it got a little spice to it?
Yeah, a little kick. It's yum.
Yeah, because
it's money.
Thank you, Bubby. Because I can't see. It looked to me
Buddy
like
just
was,
flying the consomme, whatever
yeah,
it is. It's
but it,
amazing.
It looked like it was just regular
but look at
like
that.
Salsa.
The flour tortillas, like stacked with the onions. And oh, it's fantastic.
No, no, no. It looks delicious now.
Unbelievable. Now, here's the worst part. I've got to do Guy Talk and look at this food. All right, let's move
you
in.
You had one taco.
I did eat one. I shoveled this thing down. Orin's like, 30 seconds. I can eat this in 30 seconds. Hanging out, guys, till 6 o'clock. And, again, thanks to all our listeners. We had some great folks coming out and joining the party. All right, man. A couple of guys joining the conversation online on Twitter about the Texas Tech conversation. Matt, who's a UGA guy, says the TTU, talking about Texas Tech video, is borderline Nazi propaganda.
It's sick.
He goes, then you get Cody Crawford saying the system is broken like he didn't help break it. He goes, college football is my favorite sport, but this stuff just turns me off. And it's a question I asked you on Monday.
You did.
I said, is college football going to die from 1,000 cuts until eventually? And again, we all kind of laugh now because Congress is what it is, but we're turning to them for government oversight. We really need it more than ever. I know it's cliche to say it's broken, but I mean, Carl, not only is it broken, it's on fire, it's a dumpster, and it's floating down a river.
It is, man. And look, I don't think, Mike, it affects our fandom unless you think the teams every week that you're playing are cheating, they have ineligible players, this is a situation like what we're seeing at Tech where you know a guy did something that should have been punished more harshly and it hasn't been.
Right.
If that becomes a week-by-week situation, every team your club is playing, then I think we're going to have a problem with it. This is unique because it stands out. But I'm hoping, man, like, look, I said this. When September rolls around and the Dogs play their first game, Sanford Stadium's going to be packed because
right.
the games are what matter. And as long as we get interesting games, I don't think it affects our fandom. But I do think it affects your opinion on
right.
the overall assessment of college
right.
football and where it's going.
Now, look, guys, I apologize. Sometimes I mention Florida State because obviously we're Georgia Tech here in our audience. But we got Auburn, Clemson,
yeah.
everybody. But I still love going to Tallahassee. I love – even when we're terrible – and we've been terrible the last couple of years. I still love the game day experience, you know, the tradition, you know, Osceola on Renegade, you know, all that stuff. It's still part of it. But when, you, as I said, Carl, when I get to the stadium, you know, in 5 years and there's 48,000 people there and you can't – again, Florida State's a different situation. They have a coach who relied too much on the portal and now he's paying the price for it. But if you feel you can't – to your point, you can't compete. Imagine if you're lower on the rung. For instance, half the ACC probably doesn't have a fighting chance right now. You know, Boston College, Wake Forest, and these are teams that have played in an ACC championship game.
Sure.
But it seems like centuries ago now, doesn't it?
Yeah, and look, if you ask me right now, the league that's the most down, it feels like it's the ACC.
Right.
It does. And that's weird because Miami was so good last year. Again,
right.
you know, Clemson has carried the conference, Miami. But I think, and it may just be by a little bit, Mike, that they are probably a little bit more down than the Big 12.
Right.
But the Big 10 and the SEC are – guys, with the 12-team playoff, we're going to see four Big Ten, four SEC schools.
Right. And just real quick, because a couple of guys hit us up about the conversation. You know, Virginia Tech, you know, James Franklin's doing some things up there.
Oh, yeah.
And let's be honest. Virginia
He's got money.
Virginia Tech has had a bunch of mediocre coaches that just couldn't get it cooking since Frank Beamer stepped away. You know, and by the way, speaking of Beamer, I hope Shane gets something happening in South Carolina this year.
So do I.
Because that's going to probably be – this is like a make or break year for him.
I'll tell you this. Art Briles' son is his new offensive coordinator. And if he can do some things with that offense, Mike, that we haven't seen, and they become more explosive, South Carolina could be a problem for a lot of people.
Right.
But what we need to see, I mean, he's changed some coaches. Shane's trying to get it going there, but yeah, it's a big year for him.
It seems like they missed whatever you thought the Lenora Sellers window was to do something special. Like
yeah.
they let it wriggle off the hook.
Kendall Briles is his name, by
yeah.
the way.
Okay, and again, that's high octane offense,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, Kendall was a kiddo back in the day when Art was doing his thing, or his dad, and then obviously the stuff happened at Baylor. We all know,
right.
and you know, but he came up in that system, and the passing game should be a lot better. With Lenore.
Hey, man, our good listener, Mr. Yo, very funny content. Follow him if you get a chance on Twitter. He goes, let me ask you this, Carl and Mike. So essentially in the state of Texas, it's 100% legal to bet on your team
yeah.
or against your team,
yes.
even if you're playing in the game. Do I have that right? And he goes on, he has Wemby pictured. He goes, game one, Spurs blow a 14-point lead. Game two, blew a 12-point lead. Of course, game three, blew a 29-point lead.
It's true.
He's being tongue-in-cheek. But it is going to be interesting. NYPD, by the way, and we talked about, you know, all the knuckleheads and the meatheads. New York Knicks, one game away from ending a 53-year drought. Should be joy, exultation. No, let's riot at Bryant Park and get 10 cops in the hospital. 10,000 Knicks fans flooding the streets outside the Garden, and there was the viewing parties in Central Park. If you didn't see it, fights breaking out everywhere. 56 people get arrested, go in the paddy wagon. It's like, I've never understood how that's how, it's like, for instance, you know, the game when we beat the Packers, right, in the NFC Championship, I'm not going to go, woohoo, let me go smash a stop sign into a windshield of a car, you know. I've never understood how, you know, granted, it's alcohol and
yeah.
maybe some other stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, some knuckleheads are saying some folks, Knicks fans, may just go to San Antonio to be there and not have a ticket.
Just to
well,
go
guess
hang
what?
Out.
You're in Texas, son.
Good luck.
Different set of rules.
No,
good luck showing
right.
your butt, you know, in down by the Alamo.
No, it's true, man. And look, I think a lot of folks, Mike, feel like they're going to win this game and they want to be there because they know they can't get in to a game six
right.
with those prices.
Brother, I'm not saying I'm going to go crazy on this. I'm betting Spurs money line. I think Spurs take this game.
You think they come back?
I think they come back. I think the Knicks.
It would say a hell of a lot about the Spurs, man. Really would.
We had a great guest who joined us earlier, and thanks to Day-Day for getting Brad Botkin on from CBS. Made some great points about the Hawks, too. Yes, he likes Kuminga. But we were talking about, and I didn't phrase the question right. I mean, you need some toughness on this team, but you also need a little bit of veteran leadership to go, hey, guys. Hey, what's going on here? Even if the coach is losing his ish, somebody, an OG in that huddle to go, hey, guys, let's run our offense. But it's the same argument. If you missed the conversation, it was, he goes, look, you can't stop what you're doing. Yes, you can stop shooting three-point shots.
You can.
Because three-point shots, it's the nature. It's a streaky thing. You can't sustain it for four quarters. And why do we lose the Super Bowl? Because Shanahan said, you know what? Granted, we didn't work at all in the second half offensively, but then they finally got on a run. Got that throw to Julio, and Shanahan wants to keep throwing.
Yeah.
When it was dumb, just run the ball. There was no situational awareness.
Yeah, and look, whether or not someone said that in their huddle or at halftime, I want to read this to you, Mike, since we're talking about it. Steve Koonin's on the way to talk about our Hawks and the finals and everything NBA. But De'Aaron Fox was asked about the criticism of Game 4.
And him not kicking it out or running it back around the floor. Go baseline, kick it back out, burn 5 seconds off the clock.
So he said, and this is a quote, "It's not like those people have my phone number and can call me." I don't watch those shows. He's talking about the debate shows.
Right.
And he says, it doesn't matter. It is what it is. You can't change it now. We're trying to move on from that. So to your point, maybe these cats are headstrong and maybe like look. Right. You did lose. It's not how you lost. It doesn't matter if we lost by 30 or we lost by one.
You lost because your coach lost his situational awareness. You lost because you lost your poise. Wemby missing the free throws, right? Stephon Castle makes his, but Wemby, the moment got big. And that's the first time that Wemby looked human.
Yes, he did.
If we're honest. All right, man. Speaking of championships, hopefully we'll get one someday, kids. Have you seen the Super? I'm going to show Carl the video. I know we're on the radio. Here is the video for the Seattle Seahawks Super Bowl championship ring.
Ooh.
It is the largest NFL championship ring. It opens up. It opens up to look like the stadium.
Oh, that's dope.
You basically click it. Have you seen this, Day-Day?
Oh, that's dope.
It's unbelievable. Wait do you see when it opens up? I mean, it's got a million little doodads on it. Oh, there you go, Carl. It's got pieces of real game-used footballs inside. 50 diamonds for the team's franchise's 50th season. Detachable top becomes a wearable pendant.
Oh, a four chain.
One of the nicest rings we've
tight.
Ever seen.
That is tight. I can't
anyway,
front on that.
So I got to be honest. Now, I don't know if you ever wear this thing out, but, I mean, you could even take part of your ring apart and use it as a pendant.
Pendant, yeah. No, that's cool. You could put it on a chain or something. But, no, because most guys don't wear them.
Right.
You know, they only wear it for special occasions.
The only time is when you and I are on Media Row for the Super Bowl
special
and people break out the Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, because it's that week. Everybody's kind of flunked.
But nothing looks like this.
Well, every year it gets enhanced, man. I mean, I remember the year, maybe it was the second year the Lakers won, because they went 3 in a row and then they went for 4. And I said, Shaq, man, I want to see a ring. And he pulled it out, and that's 02-03. And I was just like, now his fingers are the size of our hand. But
right.
he shows me the ring, and I'm like, man, this is stupid. And the ring was so excessive. But it's gotten even more so now, Mike. Fast
right.
forward 20 years, these rings are ridiculous.
Go to Adam Schefter. He's got the video that this and Seattle. Go to Seattle's website, Seahawks. You can check it out. Anyway, that's Guy Talk, guys, live from Jimmy's Tequila and Carnes with Mick Ultra as Bosnia-Herzegovina is justifying my money line love, Carl.
Are they up?
About 20 minutes away from maybe a surprising outcome for Canada up in Toronto.
All right, man. USA tonight. Mike Conti's here. Maybe we can grab Mike and get his thoughts next hour about
right.
this if he's going to hang out because he came and
hey,
he's
let's
just
get Mike.
Out.
Let's get Mike Conti some shots and let's get him on the radio all looped up.
Steve Koonin wants some shots, especially after his Uber ride last week. We're going to talk to the Hawks CEO when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and, in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
on their tacos here at Jimmy's Tequila and Carnes. We're in Doraville, guys. Peachtree Industrial and Tilly Mill just gave away a chance. And by the way, it's going on as we speak, right? We've got the soccer competition where we've got kind of like a Dave and Buster's where you play the skeet ball, but it's using your feet to kick a ball to win tickets to see World Cup action at, air quotes, Atlanta Stadium, because as we know, the Benz has to change names because the marketing rights with FIFA. And a guy who knows all about marketing rights, Carl, because he's really smart in that department, is Steve Coonan, who joins us now on the Sweet James Accident Attorney Hotline. By the way, my Bosnia bet not looking so good. Canada with an equalizer. Yeah, I know. 9 minutes ago. Steve, you betting on World Cup?
I'm not sure I've heard anything more depressing than my Bosnia bet is not looking good.
Now, I've got
my
good
bet to you is, if I showed you a map, what continent?
Oh, now hold on. You stepped in, and I've got good friends over there, Sparky. I've been to Sarajevo before the war. That is in the Balkans. Okay. That is the former Yugoslavia. Technically, now, Serbian folks listening would be upset, but generally the Serbians are the bad guys.
That's true.
The Bosnians are the good people.
I stand both corrected and shocked.
I thought, Steve, we had this conversation. You knew I used to sell contraband Levi's through the Balkans.
We've never talked about the Balkans.
We've
talked about a lot of things, not the Balkans.
Yes, spending time in the Greek islands.
Yes,
we had a Levi's business. They wanted things that were American just 3 years after the wall came down. So it was a strange time. Back to you, Steve.
We had a Levi's business. We're going to leave it there because I'm sure the IRS does listen on Friday afternoon. So for
I was an expatriate.
Good.
There's no way to fight the statute of limitations. Steve,
exactly.
What do you think? We'll start with the World Cup. We'll get to the NBA Finals. But the buzz around Atlanta and what's going on right across the street from where your office is, what's going on over there at Centennial Yards for this week and beyond?
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited. I looked out my window yesterday when I heard a mariachi band light it up about noon. It's like, I was on a Zoom, and it's like, you have the radio on? It's like, get over it. Moving on. I was impressed with the turnout in the park yesterday. I mean, it was a great turnout in the park, and the park looked fantastic. I think the organizing committee and the Sports Council, Dan Corso, have done a brilliant job. I'm excited for the first game on Monday. Our terrific city council has given people open container privileges, mm-hmm. which means you can walk around certain zones in Atlanta, including near our building and headed to the new soccer stadium, carrying a cocktail or mm-hmm. a beer, which has never been allowed before. So we will have beverages, adult beverages, for sale on your walk to the stadium. And so our friends at Budweiser and our good people will be out there. If you want a cocktail before the game or a beer after the game, swing on by, because traffic's going to be something. So,
right on.
And then we hope everybody, you know, rides MARTA. So we want our city to make a great impression, and we want it to be fun. I've been fortunate and been to the World Cup before. This is pretty special. So we've got a huge amount of concert programming going on because we want people to see Atlanta alive. I don't know if either one of you guys went to Cosm or if you've talked about it on air, but I've
Steak
never
was
seen
just,
anything
I
like it.
Talk to Steak. Have you been there yet, Carl?
I have not. I know it just
Steak was with us last
now.
Friday night.
Yes, and I've gotten the Dukes. You're not going to believe this. Oh my God, this is the best thing I've seen in Atlanta. Right. What? Tell us your experience.
Well, my experience was when Tony Wrestler got up to go see something else. Steak sat next to me, and he was effusive. He was taking video and doing programming and. You know, it was great seeing how excited he was because I felt the same thing. I thought it was – I've been fortunate and went to the Sphere to see a couple of shows there. It's the most incredible sports viewing, and I think Sunday night's UFC fights are going to be insane there, insane.
Right.
I think boxing's going to be incredible. I think football's going to be magnificent. Very little gets me – from going to my couch to watch the Georgia away game, but I'm going to try to go to Cosm and have some folks at Cosm. It was spectacular. I looked to my right at one time and I saw a 70-foot Mike Brown, coach of the Knicks. It's like, whoa. It's incredible. And I urge all of our listeners to go give it a try. Great place and a great attraction. And I'm happy it's one of the first things that opened at Centennial Yard. Somebody said to me today, yeah, but the World Cup tickets there are expensive. Well, they're a fraction of what they are inside the stadium.
Correct.
And the views are 1,000 times better.
It's a great point.
All right, so Steve, five being perfection, how many potato latkes do you give Kasem?
Okay, in your racist borderline anti-Semitic rating system, I would give them 6 out of 5.
Six. I'm glad you said it.
Six. What? Potato latkes. Steak has the knish. I went with latkes.
Steve, I'm glad you said it. Hey, it's Steve Kooning, guys. Let's talk about how far away do you think our Hawks are when you watch these NBA finals, Steve? You watch the Knicks. You watch the Spurs. It's been a great, entertaining finals. But I'm just talking about being an executive as you are and where you sit. Does it feel like we're far away when you watch these teams in the finals?
You know, I'm a data and fact-based kind of person.
Sure.
I saw us play the Knicks really well for 3 games, and then I saw the Knicks go to another gear. It's hard to judge. I mean, they've devastated 2 other teams, and what they've done to the Spurs, you know, it's interesting. Both of our victories were 1-point victories. So, you know, Mike Brown talked about the 80-foot coach of the Knicks, talked about luck. The other day, and he's right. Luck has this huge, I've talked about it on the show 100 times over the past decade. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, San Antonio has led every game.
Yes,
they've led
yes.
more minutes every game. They've led by double digits in the first quarter in every game, but yet they can't close. And I like we got closers. That's a big piece. I like we've got veterans. Is there more talent that we need? Yes, of course there is. Of course there is. We, you know, the depth. I mean, did anybody think OG Anunoby was, you know, one of the best players in the NBA prior to the playoffs and finals? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think he's made an all-star team. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's. I think he's been the MVP. And then you look at Carl Anthony Towns, and then you look at Brunson, and, you know, so their depth. So I think this draft is really important. And where we are positioned at 8, it's one of the key positions in the draft. Do you trade up? Do you trade down? Do you move to get more assets? So there's a tremendous amount of decisions, but I'm really happy with our, you know, our front office team, and of course our coach Quinn Snyder, who's an integral part of making those decisions. And there have been really, really, really good workouts of folks flying into our city. We're not doing a lot of publicity about that, but it's not about, you know, making news. It's about getting the right pick. So who flew in? People, basketball players,
tall people.
They're all
some.
All right.
I mean, there you go. See, compared to me, they're all tall. Compared to you, they're all tall.
Right. But, so what do you make, Steve, by the way, and we're talking with Steve Kooning, guys, the Hawks CEO, what do you make of all the rumors? Are they just that? I mean, a lot of a clickbait out there about us being in the mix or some of those big names that might be out there. I mean, we're talking either a trade for an established star.
I haven't seen any of that. Sorry.
No, well,
I'll
can't. Steve can't.
This weekend.
Steve can't mention specifics, Carl. But there's a lot of things that have been linked to. It rhymes with Austin Reeves.
Oh, wait a minute.
Let me ask you a question. How often do those things come true, Michael?
Never. But it's still fun to talk about stuff.
What are we talking about? The rumors?
What? You know, why you got to break my balls, Steve? We're just having fun. I mean, it's out there. Hawks fans see this. They go, "Well, ask Steve about it." So I asked Steve about it.
Steve, you're right, though.
I'm sorry.
It's true.
I did not touch your private.
you're right. Latkes. It's hard that those things come true. All right, let me ask you this before we get out of here. Steve Kooning, our guest, guys.
Let's ask me a legitimate question.
We are. We're about to.
Well, no, one of you are. You are, Carl.
The viewership numbers, and look, we love your TV background, and that's one of the things that – you offer our audience that so many folks around the country can't get. But what you're seeing with the viewership numbers, is this a result of Wimby, or is it that we're just getting great games? Do you think this happens regardless if it was Wimby or not?
I think it's the perfect storm, and you also have the number one TV market in the country.
New York.
Yes. Don't ever dismiss the power of New York.
Okay.
Well, here's a question.
When it comes to television.
Okay, here's a question for you.
Well, he wasn't finished answering my question.
Carl, then I'll ask my question.
Because the numbers look great, Stephen.
The biggest market in the country, playing the most unique talent that's been in the NBA in decades, right, with compelling games and a new Nielsen measurement system that actually accounts for, you know, when we go to one of your great establishments that sponsor right. the show.
Sports bars.
Or sports bars, much easier said. Thank you, Michael. the ratings have never been counted in there. And right. now somebody's got one of those little key fobs in their pocket, and there's audio cues that are embedded into the broadcast that they right. record how long that person listened, heard, in some conversations with Fox about showing games inside of our building. Their biggest concern was the audio. There'll be people in the park who have those fobs, and those will count. They've never counted before. That said, these are Michael Jordan-esque ratings, which I never right. thought we would be capable
exactly.
of, both
right.
with the game and with the new media world we live in. And they are stunning. So,
and just to follow
way
up,
to start an 11-year TV deal. Yes,
right.
Mike, you had a question.
No.
I saw your hand up.
I'm just curious, Stephen. We heard Ben Stiller on ESPN with Chuck and the guys basically saying, he goes, oh, no, I don't have season tickets. I get these for free.
Uh-oh.
So do the Hawks give celebrities in Atlanta free tickets?
You know, it depends. Like the Knicks do, the answer is no. Anne Hathaway went to a game in Atlanta with her family and sat with my wife and I. We did not charge her. But okay. for the most part, first of all, they do it. And the reason they do it the way they do is if you're in the arena or you're watching their local broadcast, Celebrities Row is brought to you by a real estate company up there. So they're gotcha. Making much more money in sponsorship than they are in
okay.
the tickets. And there's a lot of rules.
Right. Now, it seems like Salsa needs to get on. It seems like you're leaving some money on the table, Steve.
Are you criticizing
Salsa? Well, he said to me, listen. Listen, honey. He's in New York. I might have gotten away with that.
You know what, though? I'm glad you said this, Steve, because people are wondering, when they heard Ben Stiller say that, right. they said, okay, well, what's going on with our
Like
Hawks?
A Chalamet dropping $40,000 a night to watch the Knicks.
Correct. But you're telling us, and that's a great point, that there's advertising connected to that, and they're making actual money on the back end.
Oh, yeah, they're doing just fine, or trust me, that organization would not be doing it. They're not doing this for celebrity philanthropy. They're doing it because they're making money on the back end. But again, their rules are each one of those celebrities have to be friendly to the camera. They have to do press. They have to be in their seat. They cannot leave the game early.
Gotcha.
Okay.
That's why they didn't leave the other night.
No, because they're big fans.
That's exactly why they didn't leave the other night.
That's why they didn't leave the other night. Okay.
They are not allowed to leave. They also have to go to Jim Dolan's private suite
at
halftime.
Is it worth that?
Oof.
Really?
I've never been invited.
You wouldn't want to.
Well, I want to see what's going on up there, Mike.
Dolan. I want rope, Stephen. This Dolan's just. Great if he was out of the sports business.
Steve, I'm so glad you're laying this out.
Anyway, that's interesting.
Yeah,
all right.
Because a lot of Hawks fans were wondering how they worked that.
Anytime. I'm happy to help, you know, with any knowledge I can drop.
Well, I give you 5 latkes today. That was a good segment.
Don't listen to Mike. Hey, go Dawgs. Big game tomorrow, College World Series. And we appreciate you as always. Thanks so much, Steve Coonan.
All right, hold on 1 second. Say hello to Atlanta.
Hi.
Baby, the grandbaby. Oh,
Steve, we had a follow-up we never followed up with. You survived that horrible Uber ride. How many stars did you give the driver?
I'm not going to tell you what I gave the driver.
All right.
Hey, how cute sounded, baby. How's the grandbaby, Steve?
I literally thought I was going to die last Friday. And by the way, all kidding aside, folks, Mike and I are really good friends. He was very kind to follow up to see how I was, and his wife wanted to really know what was happening. So it was
true. It's true.
How old's the grandbaby, Steve?
She's good. She keeps asking, why is that security camera in the backyard? Because we're getting ready to go outside and play. Okay. It's okay. It's good.
Okay. Hey, enjoy her and enjoy your weekend. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much again.
I will. Take care, guys. Look forward to next week.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Our man, Steve Coonan. Business is booming for the association right now.
Yeah, man. And business is going to be booming for the World Cup as well. A big shout out to our friends at Michelob Ultra. They found, and we have a winner, Mike. By the way, I was over there. That's what I was doing when you started the segment. But I got to give a big shout out to Wooly. Karen Wooly, she came through, and she is a part of Eagle Rock and director of the craft brands. They're doing all this stuff, obviously, with us and Michelob Ultra. You see the commercials nationwide. They're promoting soccer. It's been great. But we had a great winner here, and everywhere we're out, guys, with these parties, we're going to be doing that. They will give you a chance to win tickets.
Right, to go see soccer right here at the, air quotes, Atlanta Stadium.
Yeah, so make sure you stay tuned. Karen, thank you so much for coming by. All right, we come back, speaking of soccer. Mike Conti's here. We need to pick his brain. Team USA plays tonight. We are watching a match as we speak. Obviously, he is the voice of Atlanta United. We will get his take on where this is right now for Team USA. Coming up, stay there.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.